It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, what's going on, family? It's the Winning Shot Podcast. We are back and we are live here and direct. It's week 18 of NFL season, ladies and gentlemen. So you know what time it is. It's the last week, so we got to get into it. We got to get into the content. But before we get straight into that content, Hundo, brother, how you doing today as we enter into this last day of 2025?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We made it. Another year.
Yes, sir.
More blessings. More things in store. It was a good year. Can't complain. It's up in 2026, though.
Amen. Amen. I can't wait. I'm excited for it, brother. Like you said, man, we made it to the last day. We in the last, literally, we got 12, 13, 14, 15, 15 hours left before we officially hit 2026. But God willing, we get to see this last 15 and push it to 2026. And I'm excited about it, like you said, brother. Big blessings on the way in 2026. A lot happened in 2026. I'm super excited for it. We'll detail all that later. But, you know, let's get straight into this content because it's week 18, Hundo. And if last episode, boy, I was up in my feelings a little bit because I didn't know what's going to happen with my Ravens. It was a lot riding on that last week. And glory all to God because all the things, the dominoes fell into place. We smacked the Packers. Oh, my gosh. We smacked Green Bay. Shout out to Derrick Henry. I mean, who knew if you give him the ball, he can actually run and score touchdowns. I mean, I don't know. I've only been saying it all season. But, you know, shout out to the Ravens for finally giving Derrick Henry the ball. He went absolutely federal. 36 carries for 216 yards. And not one, not two, not three, but four of them things, Hundo. Four of them. I mean, was just having his way with that Green Bay defense. They could not stop him at all. No Lamar. He was out last week. We had Tyler Huntley, who actually played a very solid game as our backup. I mean, shout out to the Ravens for also not putting in Cooper Rush anymore for the rest of this season. Thank you. Thank you for that. It was the best decision ever, putting Tyler Huntley back into a system that he already knows. So that worked out perfectly for us. We beat them boys 41-24 in Lambeau. Then we had to put all our faith in the Cleveland Browns to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on that Sunday in Cleveland. Now, a lot of people said it wasn't going to happen. The Steelers wouldn't dare lose to the Cleveland Browns. But if they knew like I knew, Hundo, first of all, I told people, I said, now, Pittsburgh don't play well in Cleveland. It's a proven track record right now. They're like 1-6-1 in the past, 7 years in Pittsburgh, in Cleveland. Two, DK Metcalf suspended the past two games, the last two games. This upcoming game, he also will be suspended. We'll talk about that in a minute here, too. Three, listen. We didn't know what was going to happen. No T.J. Watt. You know, they got Derek Harmon back, who was a run stopper. But, you know, you still got to score points. And Aaron Rodgers' big thing this year has been throwing those deep balls. They also missing Calvin Austin last week. So there was a lot of injury in Pittsburgh. Then they came out with also the game planner trying to stop Myles Garrett from getting a sack record. He needs one sack to break their sack record. And the entire game plan, it seemed, on the outside looking in, that they were just trying to stop him from getting a sack record versus them trying to actually score. That's how it seemed. Now, as a fan of the Ravens, I wasn't mad at the game plan at all. I said, this is perfect for me. Y'all trying to worry about Myles Garrett and not scoring, and y'all had no receivers? Boy, it worked out perfectly, and they wound up losing that game 13-6. in Cleveland, which set up this week 18 winner go home matchup in Pittsburgh, Baltimore versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hundo, how you feeling, brother, as we push into this first week 18 game with, like I said, it probably is one of the bigger matchups. I mean, we got three big matchups with some other, you know, things we'll talk about here in a minute. But this AFC North literally comes down to this game, the last game of the season, Sunday Night Football, 8:20 in Pittsburgh, Baltimore versus Pittsburgh Classic. How are we setting it up?
I know you're excited. I know you're excited. Let's just start there. I know you're excited. Yes. I know it was a rough season for y'all. Whew. Definitely didn't expect it to go like this for y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody expected it to go like this for y'all. To be in this position that y'all are in now with the opportunity to win the division and go to the playoffs is big in itself.
Yeah.
Now going back to that Ravens and Packers game, Packers, y'all need to have y'all playoff chances, game opportunities revoked. That was terrible. Bro, they couldn't stop the run to save their life.
No, they couldn't stop the run at all, bro.
This man, Derrick Henry, looked like Tennessee Titans Derrick Henry with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback, dogging everybody.
Yeah.
Like, bro, they just couldn't stop the run. Uh-uh. It was embarrassing. Like, I felt bad for the Packers. I'm like, bro, y'all cannot stop this man? Not even once. Like, at least try to get y'all in the third and long situation. Y'all was having third and threes, third and twos. I'm like, bruh, are y'all trying? I know they had some injuries. Cool. But, hey, you gotta be able to do something, man. You got to be able to do something to stop the run. So, shout out to Derrick Henry. He was able to get it done, put the team on his back, got y'all the victory. The Steelers and Browns, like you said, John, The Steelers were game planning against Myles Garrett the whole game, trying to prevent him from getting a sack. And they were unable to put up points on the board. Shadur was giving them opportunities to put points on the board, throwing a couple of interceptions. But they were unable to get into the end zone. Now, granted, the Browns still have a top defense, top 10, top 15 defense, whatever you want to rank them. They have a elite pass rusher in Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward at corner, a rookie linebacker that's getting it done. And they're just finding ways to compete and scrap on that end, right? So when you look at it, yeah, the Steelers had a prime opportunity. Yes, they were missing DK. Yes, they were missing Calvin Austin. Yes, they were missing TJ Watt. But when you have 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, you got Kenneth Gainwell in the backfield. You got Jaylen Warren in the backfield. You got to find a way to put touchdowns on the board. I know the weather was bad. They went for it on fourth down pretty early in the game. I think it was in like the second quarter where they went for it on fourth down and they didn't get it when they were in field goal range. You got to take whatever points you can get if you're the Steelers in that situation. You got to put points on the board, especially against a team like the Browns that are just trying to scrap and get by. They're trying to win whatever games they can to finish the season strong. You have to find a way to put points on the board. So Steelers definitely fumbled that one, had a prime opportunity to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Win the division, and we wouldn't even be in this Week 18 situation if they would have handled business against the Browns. But now we're here, Week 18, Steelers versus Ravens. For the division, I think the loser, whoever loses this game, the coach that's coaching the losing team, this may be their last game. So we got to see what's going to happen in Week 18 between the Ravens and Steelers. But like I said, the Steelers definitely fumbled the opportunity to winning division last week. So it comes down to this. And like you said, John, without DK, it's going to be big. Now,
it's going to be huge.
Hey, man, I think I ain't going to sit here and say it's rigged, but like, should he really have gotten two games, bro?
Hey, two games was a little egregious. Like, I will be honest.
Like, knowing the history that he has with this fan too, like, come on, bro. Two games, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the two games are just like, oh, dang, we know it's coming down to the wire. We gonna make sure your team is affected by this. And we gonna make you sit out these last two games.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I think two games is a little egregious. I will be honest and say that. I definitely think he should have got the one for sure. I mean, you punching the fan is crazy, yeah. DK.
Yeah.
But two games, I definitely thought they were at least gonna let him play, especially knowing the implications that could come of week 18. You know, nothing's guaranteed, but him not being in that first game, it was almost like they could lose his game. So suspending him a second game would have been a lot. But to see that they upheld the suspension of two games, man, like you said, Hunter, that's gonna prove to be huge on Sunday, because DK was the one that was really killing us the last time we played the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he had like, what, I think 8 catches for 195 in the tub, or maybe two last time he played us. And so it was crazy. And so him not being there this upcoming Sunday, it's not going to look good for Pittsburgh. I'm going to be honest with you. It's whether Lamar plays or not, we're going to obviously hand the ball off again to Derrick Henry. Two, they got to beat us with somebody outside of DK. And they also just lost their tight end. Washington broke his arm. He's not playing Sunday. So they're down to Adam Thielen, Calvin Austin, and Valdez Scantling, Pat Freiermuth.
I feel like they got to get Freiermuth more involved, though. Like, I feel like they were that's a position that they're pretty deep at, bringing in Jonnu Smith. Darnell Washington was emerging before he went down with that injury last week. And Freiermuth was a beast last year. So it's like, you got the tight ends. You got the pieces, in a sense. Like, yes, you're missing DK. But, like, you got to find a way to get them boys the ball. Even Gainwell. Gainwell has been playing good, and they went away from him last week. So
that's fact.
You got to find a way to get your playmakers the ball, even if it's a next man up mentality, if you're the Steelers. So we'll see.
Agreed. Yeah. I think, like I said, in Pittsburgh, they beat us last time. I'm taking Baltimore in this game. I pray Lamar plays. If he does play, that's even more reason for me to pick Baltimore. But without Lamar, I mean, it becomes a Derrick Henry show again. And Pittsburgh has to show me they have to stop the run consistently for a whole game. I know I saw a tweet earlier. It was like, oh, we held Derrick Henry to under 4 yards of carry last time we played them. Like, I'm not worried about it from a Steelers fan. But I think in that last game, there was just a lot going on. And even still then, I think we still should have won that game. They had that fluke touchdown that was called back on. He said he said Isaiah Likely wasn't inbounds. I'm like, okay, come on now. So I'm taking Baltimore to win the division, send Pittsburgh home, send Aaron Rodgers back to the retirement home, go ahead and call it quits on his career. Storied career, had a good season in Pittsburgh this year, but let's get these boys up out of here, man. So that's my pick for this week, man, on Sunday evening.
Yeah, I think if Lamar is not playing, I definitely think the Steelers will do a better job stopping Derrick Henry than the Packers did. Like, I don't think he's going to go crazy like that. So I think it'll make for a good game if Lamar isn't playing. If Lamar is playing, I'm a lean towards Lamar and y'all handling business pretty easily against this Steelers team. As we saw last week, they struggled to put up points. So if they struggle again next or this week to put up points against y'all, and Lamar's playing, it might get ugly.
Yeah.
But I think if Tyler Huntley's at quarterback, I think they'll do a better job of stopping Derrick Henry and forcing Tyler Huntley to have to make some type of plays. Throwing the ball, not to say that he can't, but I like my chances if I'm Pittsburgh, if Tyler Huntley got to beat me versus, Derrick Henry or Lamar beating me. So we'll see. But I'm probably leaning towards y'all either way. I think it'll just be a closer game if Lamar isn't playing.
For sure. I know we start off on Sunday, but I know we got to go back to Saturday because there's some huge games. So I got excited as a Ravens fan. I'm sorry. But let me go back to Saturday, man, because the first game on Saturday, huge implications for the NFC South. We got the Tampa Bay Bucs versus the Carolina Panthers. And I thought this was also a winner get in game as well. However, I was recently told after the Rams lost to the Falcons that not only do the Bucs have to win, but the Saints got to beat the Falcons on Sunday for the opportunity to, for them to win a division. So this is not a winner go home game. This is still a big game because it means a lot for the winner. But if the Panthers win, they're automatically in. If this Bucs win, they still need some help Sunday. So this is going to be a huge matchup for that division. And we talked about this last week as well, that I know Carolina was going to look coming into this game, but I also didn't see the Falcons beating the Rams on Monday. So, man, talk to me, Hunter, about how you feel about this matchup on Saturday afternoon. That's the first matchup on Saturday at 4 o'clock or 4:30, something like that. And what do you think is going to be the decision there?
Yeah, I know we've been talking trash about the NFC South all season. Yeah. But shout out to everybody in the NFC South because them boys been, well, outside the Buccaneers, everybody been playing pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Even down the stretch, like I think they said the Saints have won the last like 3 or 4 games and mm-hmm. Tyler Shaw is like second in rookie of the year voting like odds. Yeah. So shout out to the Saints. They've been winning games. The Falcons, like you said, a big win against the Rams the other day. Like Bijan still running hard. Shout out Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Shout out Kirk Cousins. Yeah. But them boys been playing hard and pulling off some upsets. So, like you said, it's not a win or go home game, especially if Tampa Bay wins. They still need some help from the mm-hmm. Saints. But even that could be a good game. Like that could go either way now. Like,
yeah.
At the beginning of the season, we're beating them. We're smacking.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Now it's like, oh, I don't know. Tyler Shaw might be able to knock them boys off. Who knows?
Nah, fact.
I think when you look at this Panthers and Bucks game, it's gonna be a close one. We've seen the Buccaneers struggle throughout the past few weeks. They've been banged up all season, but even when they've gotten guys back, they've still been struggling. So what are they gonna look like, especially offensively, against?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Panthers, who defense has been balling outside of last week, have been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
J.C. Horn on the outside, locking things down. That's going to be an interesting battle on the outside. So can Baker Mayfield get it done at home? Or can the Panthers, to my surprise at least, win a division?
Yeah. that'd be my surprise as well, Hundo. You heard me last week talking about, man, I didn't really expect Carolina to be in this position at all. Yeah. And so now to see them here, man, the Buccaneers really fumbled this division. I mean, just straight fumbled it. I mean, losing in the division, losing to teams like the Dolphins. I mean, they've had the division in their hands. You know, starting the season, they were 6-1. They came in really strong,
something like that. They came in really strong,
and then they just started fumbling. I know injuries. I know Mike Evans was out for some time and things like that. And you know, I think Baker may have missed the game, but. I mean, them boys really just have been going through it this year. And so, like you said, Sunday's really going to be a test of, you know, how bad do you want it? Or Saturday, excuse me, going to be a test of how bad you really want it. You know, you're at home with the opportunity to go to the playoffs. You got to beat the Panthers. You already lost to them one time in Carolina. Mm-hmm. If you lose again, I mean, obviously it's over. So you got to win in front of your home crowd, and then you got to ask for some help. So it can be done because Carolina has, you know, not been, you know, the best. They've been up and down this season. But do the Buccaneers want it? It really comes down to who really wants it, Hunter. Both these teams somebody's got to decide who wants it more. So,
and I think it's even crazier to think that, like, in the middle of the season, like, we were talking about Baker Mayfield possibly as an MVP candidate.
Yeah, we were.
And, like, they've fallen off ridiculously since then. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, how bad do you want it? But
that's a fact, bro.
Also, like you said, they need help still. So
they still need help, bro.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to take the Bucks at home. There's no shade to Carolina, but Bryce Young had 54 yards passing last week against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, I'm not saying that the Buccaneers defense is the Seattle Seahawks defense, but Bryce got to show me that you can get more than 65 to 75 yards as an NFL quarterback and number one overall pick formerly in this league. And not that he hasn't done it this season, but that was disheartening. I said, what in the world? 54 yards in the NFL? I mean, it was really bad. It was really bad, Hundo. I was really, like, surprised. He had 54 yards passing.
Hey, I said, my goodness. Don't put him in the same boat as Justin Fields, bro. Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him.
He do it to himself.
Yes, last week was bad, bro. It was bad. Weather conditions was a little off, too. I think they had, like, a little bit of rain or whatnot, you know. Give him benefit of the doubt. Because before then, he was balling. He was balling before. Yeah.
The week before,
you know, one to 200, 300 maybe yards per game. He wasn't under 100. I mean, this is the first game he was under 100 yards this season.
Is it the first game under 100 yards this year? I gotta check that.
I'm pretty sure, bro. But that was disheartening. I'm not even a fan, but
not me neither.
If I'm a Panthers fan, that's disheartening to see that your quarterback can't even get 100 yards.
Bro, he can't get 100 yards.
So,
yeah, you're right. That's the first game he's under 100.
Yeah,
but God, dog, he threw the ball 24 times.
Enough
to get 100 yards. And if you throw the ball, you know, 10 times, you know, 5 times, cool, 54 yards. 24 times, and you completed 14 of those passes? Nah.
Hey, now I will say the Seahawks do have a top defense. They're good across the board at every level. But yeah, that's
I don't think they hold nobody else to 54 yards though. That's all I'm saying. I don't think they hold nobody else to 54 yards passing. But anyways,
I think the only other quarterback to be under 100 yards this year was Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like even Tyler Huntley had a 100 yards on the Packers. He ain't throw the ball that much. He ain't do a touchdown. Anyways, yeah, Honda, I'm gonna take the Bucks to win this game. I don't know if they're gonna get the help Sunday from the Saints, but I think they'll split with the Panthers. I don't think the Panthers will sweep them. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. I think it'll come down. I think it's gonna come down to that. In true NFC South fashion, it's gonna come down to two teams who are not even in contention to win the division to decide who wins the division. So
that gotta be so hurting, bro. If I'm the Bucks, bro, and let's just say they smack the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Hypothetically, they smack the Panthers. If doggone, I gotta rely on the Saints.
Yeah,
beat the Falcons.
Yeah,
I just gotta sit around and wait. I gotta watch the game. There's nothing I can do. About it.
Let me see what that game is, because that's gonna determine a lot as well.
That's tough.
Let's see here. I don't know it. Let me see.
It's in Atlanta. Look like it's in Atlanta.
Oof. Yikes. It's in Atlanta. You're right. And I'll, yeah. It's going to be tough for them. Now, that's a divisional game. So, I mean, it could go another way. But, boy, oh, boy. The last time they played, the Falcons beat the Saints 24-10 at home. So, the Saints could be looking for revenge. But, I don't know.
The Saints ain't lost since then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They had a lot of events, so they could end the season out on the street and help the Bucks out. So Bucks just got to do their job, man. Just got to do their job.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do their job. Who you taking?
I don't know, bro. Because like, I feel like if the Falcons would have lost against the Rams,
yeah,
I would be more confident to pick the Falcons to win this game against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be asking, why you say that? I feel like that Rams game could have been their Super Bowl, in a sense.
That's also true.
So maybe you beat the Rams, you're excited, you're all high, and then you turn around and lose to the Saints. Or you rest players and you lose to the Saints. Like, I wonder who all is going to be playing. Like, is everybody going to be playing in both of these teams? Like,
that's true.
Everybody who's been playing the past few weeks, at least. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lean towards Kirk Cousins. I'm gonna lean towards Kirk Cousins to get it done. So I'm gonna go Atlanta.
Okay, going to Atlanta. So you got the Bucks winning the yet Saturday game or the Panthers?
I don't trust Bryce Young, bro.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't.
Me neither.
Give me the Buccaneers. Give me the Buccaneers. Yeah. But I think the Falcons beat the Saints.
Dang. So that means the Panthers win the division.
For the first time. Panthers in the playoffs.
Panthers in the playoffs for the first time in a while. As the four seed at that, and a home playoff game. I think they play, I don't know. Well, the next game decides who's going to get that five seed. So we're about to find out in a second. So the Saturday night game, which is the Seahawks versus the 49ers. This winner gets the number one seed in the playoffs for the NFC. And the loser goes down to the five.
If San Fran loses six seed and the Rams get five.
Sheesh. So this game is also going to mean a lot as well. This game is in San Fran, if I'm not mistaken. So Seattle goes to San Fran with opportunity for the one seed. Hundo, how you feeling going into this game with it having crazy stakes on the entire playoff? Like you said, winner gets the one seed, loser gets either the five or the six seed. So
yeah.
These implications. Home field advantage or go on the road.
Yeah. Like I said last week, shout out to San Fran, man.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys been fighting all season. They've been scratching and clawing, and now they're in this position to potentially be the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kyle Shanahan, shout out Brock Purdy. They had a big win versus Chicago on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
and they played them.
Yeah.
Another big matchup this week. I low-key trust Brock Purdy more than I trust Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has shown me he can throw several picks. Now, granted, like I said, a couple weeks ago, they shouldn't have beat the Rams. That man threw, two interceptions, and they still found a way to win that game. Yeah. If he throws two picks against San Fran, I don't think San Fran is squandering that game. So I'm leaning towards San Fran to win this game. I think they stay hot, and knock off the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks will be the five seed.
I can see it. I think the home team definitely has a huge advantage. I saw they wearing those black statement jerseys on Sunday night. Saturday night, excuse me. It'd be a huge game for them. I think that Cooper Kupp, as well as JSN, the boys are tough, cold wide receiver. JSN, once again, is proving to be one of the top receivers in the league this year. So he's really had a crazy breakout year. Can San Fran stop that? Would that be a huge factor? I think so. What would CMC and Brock Purdy be doing offense in at home? You know, who wants it more? That's really comes down to. I don't know who won the first matchup between these two teams. I'll venture to say it was the Seahawks. So I'm going to say they split, and I'm taking San Fran this matchup to go ahead and be the one seed throughout the playoffs. For Niners won.
First game of the season.
Wow. Oh, in Seattle.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's look at these numbers. Dang, Brock Purdy had two touchdowns and two picks. 277. CMC had 69. Brian Robinson had 33. Ricky Purcell had 108. CMC had 73 receiving yards.
Hmm.
Sam Darnold didn't throw a touchdown or a pick. Carbonet ran a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
JSN fumbled once. Hmm. Sam Darnold fumbled once.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No one's over at the stake, though. Everybody knows it's at stake right now, and Seattle's been hot, but so is San Fran.
San Fran,
it's gonna be a clash of the Titans in the NFC. I didn't expect San Fran to be where they are with not having Fred Warner, not having Bosa. They don't have him either. So they're in a really good spot to not have either one of those two top guys on your defense, coming in and have the opportunity to be the one seed. Man, it's gonna be really interesting to see kind of what happens in this particular game. I'm still leaning San Fran. Take them for the sweep for the one seed. And I think Seattle has a better opportunity as the five seed or to go on the road somewhere and still win versus San Fran going on the road somewhere and winning. Now, unless it's Carolina. I think San Fran will smack Carolina at home. But, yeah, I'm going to still take San Fran.
I think it's gonna come down to how they look in this game, San Fran. Like when you say you don't know if they can go on the road and beat somebody. This game is gonna tell me a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, if they come out here and they compete, even if they lose,
yeah,
I like San Fran to do something. Maybe they would probably have to play the Eagles more than likely if they lose.
Mm. Yeah. That's tough.
I don't know who wins that matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who wins that matchup right now. It would be a good game, I think, especially with the Eagles offense not looking as dominant and as strong as they've looked in previous seasons. And then, you know, seeing Jalen Hurts not even – I don't think he completed a pass in the second half against the Bills. And they found a way to get through that game and win that game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if San Fran's the sixth seed, we'll see. We'll see. But I think whoever gets that five seed, they're in a good spot playing Carolina.
Playing Carolina for sure. For sure. So, yeah, I agree with you, bro. I think San Fran needs the one seed more. And actually, like I said, I think they need the one seed more, so which is why I think they'll do it, because outside of them going to Carolina as the five, it gets kind of rough for them. So I'm going to say that they know they need this more, and they're going to take care of business one more time against the Seattle Seahawks to get that one seed. So that kind of sets up our playoffs, man, as we kind of push into the playoff here. I know we got the opportunity for NFC-wise for the Bears to clinch the 2 seed with a win against the Lions, who have fallen completely off. They're out of the playoffs, the Lions are. The Eagles have an opportunity to clinch the 2 seed if they win versus the Commanders, and then the Bears lose to the Lions, and then they clinch the 3 seed automatically with a win. So who you think gets the 2 seed? Who you think gets that 3 seed? You think it'll stay where it's at, or you think the Eagles have an opportunity to get that 2 seed and the Lions beat the Bears?
Well, I think it depends on what Detroit plans to do.
If
Goff is out there, they have a shot. I'm not going to say they will win, because Goff looked terrible last week. I ain't going to hold it. He looked bad. They played Minnesota last week, right?
Yeah, Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looked bad. But if he's out there, they still have a fighting chance to knock off the Bears. Yeah. But if he's not out there, give me the Bears to get the 2 seed. And I think the Eagles will take care of business against the Commanders. You know, they'll win that game for sure and be the 3 seed.
Okay. For sure. Yeah, I agree. I think the Bears take care of business against the Lions. I don't know what's going on with the Lions. I know they're sad the season's over. So I don't know if they, you know, really want to fight anymore. If they do, like you said, if Goff is out there and they got Amon-Ra and them boys, yeah, I think they do have an opportunity to go ahead and, you know, potentially win. But I think the Bears have been rolling. I think they want the two seed to be the higher seed they can be. So I'm going to say the Bears keep the 2 seed, Lions get the 3 seed. Carolina or the Bucks get the 4 seed is crazy. But we said, you know, the Panthers could potentially be the 4 seed. So I'm gonna, for now, I'm gonna say Carolina gets that 4 seed. Mm-hmm. The Seahawks will get the Rams will clinch the 5 with a win versus the Cardinals, and the 49ers lost to the Seahawks. Oh, so then the 49ers would be the 5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rams would be the 6? Yeah, they're the same. They all in the same.
If Seattle wins, yeah.
If Seattle wins, then the Rams get the 5.
Yeah.
So from in my
prediction, No. Yeah. If Seattle wins, the Rams get the 5. Yeah.
I'm gonna say Seattle loses, which means that the Rams will be the 6 seed because Seattle will be the 5 seed.
Right.
Yeah. Which will lead the 7 seed to be, I don't even know who.
Green Bay. Green Bay locked into the 7 seed.
Green Bay. That's true. Okay, locked to the 7 seed. So yeah, that's just with the NFC playoff. Mm-hmm. The AFC 1 seed will be the Denver Broncos. We know that much because Chargers not playing nobody. So the Broncos are gonna be the 1. 2 becomes the Patriots. I'm not even worried about they clinching because they're not going. It's not gonna matter. The Broncos aren't losing. So the Patriots be 2. Three is going to be, three seed should be the
Jacksonville, unless they lose and Houston wins. But Jacksonville is playing the Titans.
Jacksonville will be the three seed. The Ravens will be the four seed. The five seed is going to be the, five seed becomes Texans. The Chargers. Oh, Texans. Texans do become the five seed. You're right. The Chargers will be the six seed, I think.
Seven. If they lose to the Broncos. Because they got the same record as the Bills. But the Bills
The Bills be the six.
Jets or somebody.
Yeah, they play somebody. Sorry. So the Bills will be six. Chargers will be seven. That's up to the playoffs, man. That's going to be tough.
Now, hold on. Do you think the Dolphins have a chance versus the Patriots?
You just want to get a rise out of me today, Hundo. I see it now. Politically, and I said this before. No, they do not have a chance.
Hey, Quinn Ewers might be able to get the job done, man. Knock them boys off, man. And if so, I think Jacksonville will be the two seed, and the Patriots will fall down to three.
Yeah, that's not happening. I'm gonna tell you that right now here on the podcast, looking at everybody in the camera. It's not happening. Any Dolphins fans out there, you're not beating the Patriots. I'm sorry. So yeah, I have the seeds lined up as they are. I'm not gonna give you predictions right now because everything's not solidified. But once things do become solidified, I will have further answers to kind of go over with you all what I think is gonna happen in this playoff series. But it's shaping up, man. We got like I said, two spots left and some seeding opportunities to change right here very soon. So it's gonna be really, really telling what's gonna happen on this weekend here. And like you said, Hundo, it's hard to say it's not rigged when it's come out like this, but you really couldn't have asked for a better week 18. And I think the NFL not really rigged it, but it's set up in that way when they made these schedules to say, okay, teams could shape out, and it really worked out in their favor. You know, for people wanting to rest their players, and week 18 is not gonna be a restful week for a lot of teams. Now, some teams will be able to rest their players, like the Chargers, they'll be able to rest some people. The Broncos could potentially rest some people once they blow the Chargers out in the first half. So, I mean, some teams will be able to rest, but you have a lot of teams, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Panthers, the Broncos, I mean, the Bucks, the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Bears, like these people who are play for a seeding, they can't rest nobody. It's time. It's just go time. It's time to get straight to it. And now with the way that the NFL works, where only the one seed gets a bye week, everybody playing again next week. So you back to back, you're getting straight to it. It is no rest. So, and I love it. I love it. Cause it, use your opportunity to come off either continuous streak, starter streak, build momentum going to the playoff series. With these winner take home games, it gives you a lot to go forward to. Like, we just won, we just barely made it. So now we got to capitalize on the opportunity that we've been given. It's gonna be crazy.
What are your thoughts on resting players versus playing players?
I think for teams, like I said, who've locked in their playoff seeding, resting players makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's no point in you risking injury in that last week of the season when you can't do anything extra to move up or to change where you currently are. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Now when seeding does matter, what are your thoughts on it? Because I feel like on one hand, you got it from like a matchup perspective. Maybe I want to go through this team versus playing this team in the first round. So when you look at it that way, yeah. Okay, maybe we could be the three seed, or maybe we could be the four seed, or if we lose, we could end up, as a wild card potentially. So yeah. Like if you're the Seahawks or if you're the 49ers, what's your take on it?
Seahawks 49ers don't rest nobody. You can't rest nobody. I think that, You gotta play. You gotta play your guys. I think that because you like you said, this is when to go home for one. Two, I mean, if you up big in the game, I mean, I guess you can take them out and get a couple plays off. But I mean, it's playoffs. Now it's playoffs essentially. This week 18 is essentially playoff time, so it's time to go. So I think you gotta play your guys.
I just think it's interesting, especially like you look at a team like the Chargers, right? Who could have been what? Either six or seven. Now, granted, you still have to go on the road and play somebody, but I think matchup matters in a sense, because would I rather play the Patriots or would I rather play the Jaguars?
Yeah, no, that's facts. Mm-hmm. That, you know, determining who you want to play as your opponent definitely matters. But if you're locked into the playoffs, I'm not gonna risk injury unless you're scared of somebody. I mean, I'm not about to risk injury just because I'm scared, though. We just have to play who we get to play.
Hey, the Chargers could have played Justin Herbert. They could have played him.
Yeah.
Could have possibly knocked us off, but I think that with them losing last week, it definitely impacted that decision. And you're facing arguably two of the best defenses back to back, and Herbert was already here last week playing with that fractured left hand or whatever it is that he got going on with his left hand.
Yeah,
but against a team that lead the league in sacks. Might have been a good idea.
That's facts.
We'll see. I think it's wide open, like we talked about last week. I think it's wide open on both ends, on both conferences. So we'll see what happens. Week 18, lock in the playoff spots and see what happens in the wild card weekend, man.
Yeah. Hunter, I got to slide just for a few seconds, but before I do, man, talk to me real quick about this Denver Broncos team and where you think they'll go in this playoffs. I know you talked about game by game, job by job, but talk to me about the AFC and where they are right now as a seeding, as the one seed, have an opportunity now to be the home field playoff team, and how you think that'll go for them with the potential matchups as you see in the 1-7. I'll be right back. Give me like a few minutes. I got to take a quick call.
Good, brother. Yeah, so we got the Broncos here. The one seed, definitely didn't expect that to be the situation coming into the season. I definitely thought we had an opportunity to compete for the division, but to actually win a division and be the number one seed, that's tough. Shout out to Sean Payton. Shout out to Bo Nix. As much as I give him a hard time, Bo Nix has made some clutch plays, and defense has been balling, man. We knew coming into the season that this would be, you know, a top five defense, top 10 defense. And these boys have been getting after it, man. Nick Benito, Zach Allen, the whole crew, Jonathan Cooper, Pat Surtain on the back end, Justin Strnad at linebacker, Alex Singleton, Hufanga coming down from the safety position, Riley Moss holding it down on the other end, even though he's leading the league in defensive pass interferences. These boys been holding it down, man. So shout out to the defense. We still got to find a running game. But as far as playoffs and seeding and matchups, it's going to be interesting. Like I just said, it's wide open on both ends. Anybody could win it. But I think having that home field advantage in Denver is going to be big. You know, that altitude always plays a factor when teams have to visit there. If Bo Nix can take care of the ball, limit his turnovers, hit some big throws when we need him to hit some big throws, and this defense is able to generate pressure and get after the quarterback, I think we'll be fine. Matchup wise, if we have to play, you know, the Chargers or Buffalo in the second round, we're going to deal with that when it comes. I think the Chargers game, we owe them boys some get back. So if we end up facing the Chargers, I'm looking forward to that one, divisional game with an opportunity to go to the AFC championship for the winner of that game in the second round. So that'll be big. Like I said, Justin Herbert's banged up a little bit. Their offensive line has been banged up. If we can stop Omarion Hampton, slow him down from running, how physical and how hard he likes to run, I like our chances. We only lost to them by a field goal the first time we played them. And Bo Nix missed several throws down the field that if I think he hits, that changes the dynamic of the game, and I think we win that game against the Chargers. Buffalo, if we match up against Buffalo, that's a rematch of last year in the playoffs. We went up to Buffalo, didn't get the job done last year, but I think Bo Nix with another year of experience, the way this defense has been balling, I think we will have an opportunity if we can slow down James Cook. I think the biggest thing with the Broncos is going to be stopping the run against anybody who we play against come playoffs. We have to stop the run and make them one-dimensional. I think when you look at the games that we did lose this season, the Chargers, the Colts, and Jacksonville, all three of those games, in a sense, playing against a dual threat quarterback and not putting them in third and long situations, right? Defense can't pin their ears back and get after the quarterback when teams are having third and three, third and four, third and short opportunities, right? So if we can put them in third and long situations and we're able to get after the quarterback and generate some pressure versus teams, you know, Trevor Lawrence, Daniel Jones, when we played the Colts, and even Justin Herbert, you know, these dual threat quarterbacks, in a sense, their ability to use their legs and make things happen and move around in the pocket, that hurt us. So we have to be able to put teams in third and long situations. So I think come playoff time, come second round, if we face the Buffalo Bills or Chargers, we got to be able to put them in third and long situations on the defensive end. And Bo Nix has to be able to make throws down the field. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing come matchup time, second round for the Broncos. But overall, a good season, man. Good season, good step in the right direction for the Broncos. And we're going to see how they're able to build off of this, not only in the postseason, but in the years to come. I think we found in our guy at quarterback in Bo Nix, whether fans believe it or not, myself included, I think he has to be able to hit some throws, some timely throws, and limit his mistakes moving forward. But I also think if we're able to generate a running game around him, that'll be big. That's definitely a hole that we need to address in the offseason, regardless of what happens this year. We have to find somebody that's strong at the running back position who we can lean on and not put that much pressure on Bo Nix to make plays happen. I think he's a good, in a sense, a game manager. He can definitely make some throws down the field when needed. But if we don't address the running back room and we don't get him some additional help on the outside at receiver, it's going to be tough for him moving forward, especially as we have to start paying more and more people on offense and on defense moving forward. So, like I said, good season for the Broncos. Definitely step in the right direction, winning the division for the first time. First time that a team has won the division, the AFC West, outside of the Chiefs in the last, decade. So definitely a good step. I heard some Broncos fans talking about how Justin Herbert hasn't been able to win a division from the Chiefs since he's been in the league, and Bo Nix has come in year two and won a division. So, like I said, definitely a step in the right direction for the Broncos. And exciting future moving forward, man. We're going to see. Hopefully we can win a game in the playoffs. I think that'll be a good step in the right direction. Having a home game and being able to take care of business at home is definitely going to be big. And an AFC championship appearance for Bo Nix, that will be big in his second year. So we'll see. Wide open on both sides. But exciting times in Denver. So, yeah, man. Like I said, Broncos, man, number one seed, exciting times, man, moving forward. So we're going to see what happens in the playoffs. And after this playoff run, hopefully it's successful, we're gonna see what happens moving forward, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen Broncos be at the one seed since we played y'all back in that Super Bowl season, 2012. I think that was the last time I wore the one seed. And, yeah, I had a good time watching us beat y'all in the Maha City. So maybe history can repeat itself, man. Maybe we get the opportunity to come to Denver again and play Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos in Denver for an opportunity to go to the AFC Championship. But we'll see. Only time is going to tell. This weekend is going to start that off heavy for us all. But I know you're happy as a Broncos fan for y'all not to only win the division, the first team to beat the Chiefs and win the division in the past, decade? Yeah. So I know that's something. But also to win and get to the one seed, I think that's huge for y'all as well, especially with teams like the Patriots and then the Chargers. And, you know, your division was stacked this year. And the conference was, you know, outside of the Patriots, the conference didn't give you too much comp in regards of record-wise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But, you know, for y'all to get that one seed, I think it's huge. I think it's huge for y'all to have that. Especially with, like you said, with Bo Nix being kind of shaky on the road. Him being at home gives him, I think, some peace of mind to know he's playing in front of his home crowd. Now, yes, the stakes are still high, but at least you're at home. So I think that helps y'all for sure in that particular aspect, knowing who your quarterback is. I think every quarterback, unfortunately, is not built to be on the road in the playoffs. And I think Bo falls under that category. So him being home, I think, helps him a lot. So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. This playoffs is gonna be, and I told you, we talked about this as well, that this is, I think, this playoff in the AFC is wide open. I don't think there's like no clear, you know, oh, this team's gonna be that one. So it's anybody's, I think, you know, game. Got a lot of good defenses, some scary offenses, and so it's gonna be very interesting to see like who comes to play. Now it's real grown man football, because as we know, those paychecks stop this week. These are, you getting paid week to week now, and everybody get paid the same thing. So it really starts to show like who really wants it, how bad do you want that ring? Mm-hmm. And I love that, because it's put up or shut up time. You win or you packing your bags to take the family out the country, go to Cancun. It's one or the other. So it's really that time. And I'm excited for it, brother. It's gonna be a great time. NFC too. I thought the NFC is gonna be more, you know, dominant heavy with Philly. And and maybe the Lions come into the season, but now I'm like, the NFC kind of open too. I mean, Seattle's really good, but the Rams are starting to, you know, sputter a little bit. So I mean, can they get back into it? You know, the NFC now I think is also open. Now I know these Philly fans and people have been in the comments on these. I've been seeing y'all in them comments on them videos. Now I done seen y'all talking. We talking crazy, saying we gotta need to change the name of the podcast. All this other foolishness I've seen from Jags fans. I'm like, the Jags?
They've been relevant for 1 year.
bro, come on now. You know, I'm seeing y'all in the comments. I'm listening to y'all, but I'm telling y'all, these are facts. These are serious facts here. I mean, no team has looked dominant. I know that the Eagles fans are going to say, oh, you know, we've had four straight 11-win seasons, and we're the defending Super Bowl champions. Do it again. do it again. I mean, because at the end of the day, everybody gonna tell me one thing, but it's only gonna be two teams in that Super Bowl come February.
Yeah,
the best two. So I think yes, Philly has playoff experience. Seattle looks good in the regular season. San Fran has playoff experience. I mean, but now it's time to put up a shut up. It's time to do that for real. So me personally, I will be watching starting Saturday, because it starts Saturday. Who really wants it? Who really wants it? How bad do you want it?
Yeah.
And we're going to see. This week is going to show me a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I'm concerned about the Rams, man. I'm concerned.
Yeah,
about
me too.
I was real high on the Rams, man, but I'm concerned now. So,
yeah,
we're going to see, man. Puka's definitely a dog out there. Matthew Stafford's been balling.
For sure.
They gotta, like you said, man, put up or shut up. You got one game, especially in the playoffs. You got one game, you got one opportunity to win this game.
One.
You're not going off no more potential. No, y'all should have been. Y'all could have did this. No, it's time to hoop.
It's time to hoop, brother. It's time to hoop. And like you said, it's really that, and forget that. It's team Saturday and Sunday got one game.
Yeah.
This is it.
Before you even get to the playoffs.
Can you even get there? It's no excuse. And let me tell you something. I'm going to say it again before we get to the playoffs. Y'all boy 1-7, I promise you, he got one opportunity like everybody else. He didn't win the division with one of the easiest schedules in football and didn't win his division. We got to talk about that. We gotta talk about that. Two, if you don't make the Super Bowl window, y'all gonna hear from me. Guaranteed.
We gonna look at these matchups. They should definitely, at minimum, I know this is not the bar, this is not the standard. They should at least get to the second round. If they don't get to the second round, we definitely got to have some conversations. But
hold on.
Look at it. They'll probably be playing the Jags, more than likely, right?
They don't have opportunity. They don't have opportunity to play the to go to 7 seed and play the Patriots. Yeah.
Not if the Chargers lose. If the Chargers lose, they'll be 7. So they'll probably be playing Jacksonville, which I mean, that wouldn't be a bad game. I think it'll actually be a shootout. In all honesty,
I agree.
That could be a high scoring game.
I don't think that's easy for them. I don't think it's easy for them going on the road. I don't think that's easy for them, bro.
I would trust Josh Allen and James Cook to get it done in Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville's been playing good, but I feel like I trust Josh Allen more than I trust Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. And I feel like Jacksonville is not really a place that, like, the home crowd is really going to affect you that much. Like, the weather's going to be good, for one.
Yeah.
More than likely, the weather's going to be good. Don't have to deal with no cold weather or nothing crazy, no crazy rain or snow or nothing. The conditions should be good.
Yeah.
So, As long as Josh Allen not doing nothing dumb, making dumb mistakes, because I don't know what he was thinking against Philadelphia when he doggone fumbled that ball. Like, bro, like, what are you doing, bro? Like,
yeah.
That reminded me of Josh Allen a couple of years ago. Like, bro, I thought we were past that, Josh.
Hey, man.
I guess not.
It happens. It happens. But,
I definitely think they should make it out the first round. I feel confident enough saying that Josh Allen and the Bills will beat Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They better. That's all I know. They better. I don't want to hear nothing about it if they don't.
Now, after that, we'll see. We're gonna take this round by round with them. Because ain't no telling. Like you said, it's wide open, bro. It's wide open. No team is dominant. If you got a good offense, your defense is suspect. If you got a good defense, your offense is suspect. Like, that's literally the story of every team in the playoffs, probably outside of maybe Seattle, if you trust Sam Darnold.
And I don't trust Sam Darnold.
So. All right. So,
yeah.
You got question marks everywhere for everybody. Yeah. So, we don't see, man. I think it's definitely going to come down to quarterback play, though. Quarterback play is definitely going to be big.
Always does. It always does. So, yeah.
Speaking of quarterbacks, man, let's play this little game. We're gonna get out of here, man.
Okay. Say no more.
Along this too much. So I'm gonna list off some quarterbacks, and you just tell me who you think is better or who's been better this season.
Been better this season. Okay. Bet.
All right. So we're gonna start off. We're gonna start off middle of the pack, right? We got Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
A-Rod. Daniel Jones missed a lot of time. But if we starting at the season, beginning of the season, DJ, Daniel Jones. But whole season, Aaron Rodgers.
All right. Aaron Rodgers or C.J. Stroud?
Aaron Rodgers. C.J. Stroud started off slow. He got hot towards the end of the season now. But Aaron Rodgers been consistent this year.
Aaron Rodgers or Jalen Hurts?
Philly's been up and down. But so have the Steelers. Let me go with Jalen Hurts.
All right. Jalen Hurts or Jordan Love?
Jordan Love missed some time too. When he was hooping though, he was playing. They clinched the playoff seat pretty early. What, week 14, 15? So Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Jalen Hurts or Baker Mayfield?
Ooh, that's tough. Baker started off the season hot.
Yeah.
MVP, like you said, MVP level. But Jalen Hurts has been consistent this whole year. They won 11 games, and the Buccaneers are now fighting for their playoff live. So I'm going to go Jalen Hurts again.
All right. Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen?
Josh, to me, should be the answer here. However, he's been fighting a lot this year. Like, this is supposed to be his easiest year, his easiest path, all of that stuff, and he has not been MVP level at all. He just won MVP last year, and he is not even in contention to win it again. So I'm going to take Josh Allen. I mean, to say Josh, I'm not saying. Give me Jalen Hurts again. Nah, I'm sorry, Josh, but nah. Give me Jalen.
Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert?
Jay Herbo, man, he's been a dog this year. Had an injury, came back from it really quick, and has been hooping. The Chargers beat the Patriots. Chargers beat the Chiefs, just like the Broncos did. Give me Jay Herbo. He's done more this year.
Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence?
Dang, Trevor had an opportunity to be the one seed at one point. He's really had to bounce back from, you know, some people have written him off, but the Jags in the playoffs again. Jags are close. They close to win, potentially win that division. I don't think they're gonna win it, but give me Justin Herbert still.
Justin Herbert or Caleb Williams?
Ooh, dang, that's a good one. Give me Caleb this year, man. Caleb been hooping. He got the Bears to the 2 seed. I mean, I didn't expect that. I thought it was middle of the pack per usual. They aren't there. So give me Caleb, bro.
Caleb Williams or Sam Darnold?
Honestly, Sam has been a lot better than I thought he was going to be. I'm not going to lie to you. Seattle has been hooping this year. But I'm still taking Caleb because Caleb, to me, has been better.
Okay. Caleb Williams or Drake May?
I ain't gonna lie. Drake's been hooping. Drake's been hooping. I'm not gonna lie. The Patriots over here almost a one seed. They won the division. Dang. Yeah, they beat the Bills, which is not easy to do. They won 11 plus games this year. Drake is almost, he might win league MVP this year. He really might in second year. Give me Drake, man. I hate to say it, but give me Drake. give me Drake. Dang.
Drake May or Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford. That's hands down. That was easy. Yeah. I mean, Matthew Stafford, if you want someone, I mean, Matthew Stafford's just been like that this year. He could win MVP too. Matthew Stafford's been like that this year. His ball placement at 40, almost 40 years old, still crazy. Him and Puka, crazy connection. I thought when Cooper Kupp left, it was going to be interesting, but Puka and him have the even crazier connection, it seems like, than him and Cooper Kupp did. He's just been really playing at an elite level. Now, he's had some falters, I will say. He has had some falters, but it's still been hooping. So, I'm going to take Matthew Stafford.
Okay. All right. That's all we got.
Okay. Okay.
Right, you right, yeah, Matthew Stafford, huh?
Yeah, I rock with Matthew Stafford, bro. I really do. When he got traded, this is a while ago now, he got traded from the Lions to the Rams, where he had like a second career almost essentially with the Rams. Like, he's really been pretty consistent his whole career. Now his whole career from Detroit all the way to LA, Detroit. Put the numbers in there too. So I mean, like, Matthew's been good, bro, and he's still good. So I'm not mad at my pick to take Matthew Stafford as the best quarterback this year.
Okay.
So yeah, I rock with that pick, bro. So, but only time's really gonna tell me, because now it's triple shutup time in the playoffs. So let's see if Matty still got it in him. We're gonna see for sure right here, right now. Yeah. I tell you what, we appreciate y'all here at the Winning Shot Podcast for always tapping in. Leaving comments, subscribing, reposting, all the good things, man. We appreciate it. Continue to do all those things. Share it, like, subscribe, comment, please. I love seeing y'all comments. It's, you know, what do y'all think we good? What do y'all think we bad? Let us know, because I'll be there to debate. Guarantee. I'm gonna stand on my picks, always and forever. I ain't never gonna walk it back. I'm gonna stand 10 toes to what I've said on the podcast. If you want to debate me, let's go. And it's typical people that be debating me that really be fans for real. Casual watchers, I call them sometimes, you know. But it's time to play some grown man ball. So may the best team win. May the best debater win in these comments. And we appreciate y'all once again. Happy New Year to all. We will see y'all on next week as we prepare to walk into this new year in the playoffs. Now, don't forget, we got more things coming. Women's basketball, the Unrivaled League is back. Me and Hunter will be talking about that as well. We're getting closer and closer to March Madness as we push into this new year as well. So Colin and Hunter will be talking about that men's side, and we'll be talking about the women's side. The WNBA is still up in the air. So once we get some, you know, conversation pieces about that, we'll be able to talk about that some more too. Like I said, I'm excited about this new year, man. Get the content out, pushing it, talking about it, and all the new things, the new subscribers and new family that we're going to have soon. Yeah. Man, we plan on going to some games in 2026 and maybe even having a live episode and maybe bringing on somebody else to kind of talk to us about women's side, college men's side, NFL. It doesn't really matter. Like, we don't maybe bring in some guests to, you know, bring in their opinion and having some more discussion. So that's what it's all about, community. So let's keep it up, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we'll see you at the next point in time.
Peace.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.